Welcome, everyone, to The Sixth Sense with Tara Ventura, psychic numerologist and channel. She assists you to envision your potential and discover your unique voice, bringing lively, purposeful, and spiritual topics to the table. Relax and enjoy with an open heart, bringing fun, insights, and captivating viewpoints. Here now is Tara Ventura.
Well, greetings, my fellow compassionate beings. Happy holidays to everyone. You know, as our new year is rolling around, and I was recently thinking about the intro for this show, I've been getting a lot of questions from clients lately asking how to tap into their intuition and to know the difference between intuition and left brain logic. You know, there's a difference. We're thinking, am I thinking that, or am I feeling that, or am I hearing that? What is it? So our intuitive right brain has much more megabytes. And, you know, we're not computers. We do have this infinite, expansive to tap into the subconscious. So how can we do that? Okay, my friends, technical difficulties. Don't you love it? Okay, so this is, you know, this fits right into what I was talking about a minute ago, how our left brain logic is so technical, so computer oriented, and yet we have all this right brain expansive. So I'm laughing. I hope you are too. How funny. This is a sign for me. Okay, so I was talking about intuition and that there's so many more megabytes, if you will, on the right brain. It's intuition, it's symbols, it's creativity, it's all that fun stuff. So when you allow yourself to take a deep breath and your mind to tap into the subconscious, then you tap in your into your intuition. And so, for instance, I was working with someone recently. This is a basic scenario, but just to let you know, because I'm getting so many questions as we're moving in more and more into the second millennium of how do I work with this? And so just recently I was working with a client and I was writing out some stuff. I doodle as I talk to people and I wrote out the word gypsy and I thought, oh my, how am I going to tell her she is a gypsy? Because let me tell you, she looks nothing like one. She has the look like light blonde curly hair, light eyes, no or little makeup. So there was nothing to tell me that this woman in any form or fashion is a gypsy. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to say it as it is. And I said, this is what I'm getting. And she goes, I said, this, I'm getting gypsy. And she said, oh my gosh, that's so funny. She said, at work, I constantly move my desk and my space around. And she said, and then home, she said, I tend to move a lot. So my friends and fellow coworkers call me gypsy. And I thought, you know what? There you go. There you go. So this is a small example, and we can use this for ourselves to expand our life, to feel what we want, create our own opportunities. And, you know, this is the way I work is and I've said this before, is when you really get into a quiet space. You know, if your life is really hectic and you're running around, you know, chasing kids, dogs, pets, people, men, whatever. I'm just playing here. You know it. But take some quiet time for you and then you'll have those hits. And is it fun? Oh boy, is it fun. And always, always, always trust what you get. If it's a word, if it's a sentence, if it's a visual, or if it's just a, you don't know where it came from, because that is our subconscious tapping in and saying, I have a thought on that. I have a thought. So, you know, practice with a friend. It's the real thing. You know, I was reading also, too, lately, English billionaire Sir Richard Branson. He has a book out, and he's telling stories in this book about how he relies on his intuition. And he said he relies on it far more than on, and his gut instinct far more than researching huge amounts of statistics. And I so totally agree with that. We need statistics for certain purposes, but if we want to grow, create, expand our own personal life, and this is like my motto, my mantra for 2015 is to encourage everybody to use your own intuition, because your body will tell you if it feels good, it's right. If it's kind of, then, you know, it's not. So it's all about learning, trusting, and knowing how to notice it. And once you do, it'll come in more and more. And we'll talk about this again, because it's real important in, like I said earlier, this two millennium. And now, my friends, thank you for listening to that tidbit. Now, my friends, I want to introduce my special guest for today. Her name, and I just love her, and you will too when you hear her talk. Her name is Cynthia Siegel. Cynthia is a renowned international intuitive consultant. Her innate ability to accurately see into her clients' lives and effectively guide them covers everything from matters of the heart through medical conditions and business dealings to guidance for your pets. Don't you love it? Cynthia's accuracy has earned her a prestigious spot on the list of the world's best intuitives, psychics, and mediums, where she is ranked in the top 20. Her gifts have been featured in an award-winning documentary, in several books written by her clients, and in her shared syndicated column, and in other books and radio shows throughout the world. So Cynthia, a little bit experienced, I would say. Her sense of purpose and passion for her work is evident in the ease and joy, and again, her smile she brings to each client session. Her eternal optimism and glowing smile leave you feeling comforted and secure, and I can tell you that is the truth. Her clients lovingly called their sessions with her the red phone to God. That is so cute. Hi, Cynthia.
Good afternoon.
How are you, my dear?
I'm excited to be here with you.
Oh, I am so excited to have you here today. Cynthia and I have spoken several times on the phone, and what you're hearing right now, the laugh that she started off with, this is Cynthia in the red phone to God. Every time I see that, I was showing my husband, and he just started laughing. So this is all about you. This is your personality, and I love it. So I want to ask you, you know, you do so much. I mean, you have many modalities. You work with, you know, private clients, you work with businesses. My gosh, were you just sitting around one day in your living room and you received all of these skills, or, you know, how did it feel to do that? How did it feel to receive?
Oh, it was heavenly.
I can imagine.
Briefly, I spent 35 years designing computer systems for small and large corporations. I would have to call my client list Fortune 100 companies. And I hated it. I know that's a strong word, but I hated my life. I hated my work. I hated everything about it except the money. I loved the money.
Right.
And people,
right.
And people kept telling me that I was successful because I was making all this money. And in my quiet moments, I thought I was talking to God and really begging him for something like, what is my it? What is my special skill? What am I here to do besides computer proctology?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
myself, Cynthia, I came from a corporate world as well. And I think it's fascinating when people, I don't know what other way, terminology to use this at the very present moment, but cross over and follow your heart. Because, you know, you're right. I know people that are working in the corporate world and they're making, you know, some of them really good money, some of them okay money, but it's like, oh, this is a drag getting up on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday. You know, it's just a drag, and that's unfortunate. So I love the fact that you listened to your God voice, didn't you?
I did. I didn't know what to call it at the time. I was just sitting in my living room one afternoon, really minding my own business, just sitting here, and I started receiving knowledge of every psychic skill I had ever heard about or read about, and there's probably still some I haven't tapped into. And it was such a phenomenal experience, filling me with such peace and calm. I've never known that before. And then I just started giggling and laughing. The passion that was coming from all of this was, it was an incredible experience. And I remember at the end of a few hours, I said to God, who until then I thought I'd been talking to him, but this was a whole different thing, that I said, thank you. This is a most amazing skill set, but I think you meant to give it to my neighbor. Because I was just a very unhappy computer geek, but I knew how my life worked, and I didn't believe in psychic skills. Mm. So I was sure that the wrong girl got picked for the job.
Right. Santa wasn't over the right chimney or something, right?
And I love that story, because now when I run into people and they say to me, oh, you're a psychic, oh, you know, I don't believe in that stuff, I say to them, you don't believe in it. Wait till you hear my story.
That's great. And, you know, there's so many people that I talk to. They're, you know, engineer, but then they have interest in this, what we call woo-woo stuff. But it's not really, it's the real us, isn't it? It's our spiritual being coming out to play, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an amazing story. Wow. So you were deep in the corporate world. You were making fantastic money. People said, oh, she's happy because of money, which you and I and a lot of listeners know, that's not really what does it, is it?
That's not it. That's not it. And then when I received these psychic skills and clients started appearing, literally, just appearing.
Wow.
I got to experience something I call passion, which until then, and I was in my 50s when this happened, I was passionate about nothing in my life until then. And now, when I do a session with a client and they ask me questions which Cynthia couldn't possibly know, I'm just thrilled at the information that comes through and the transformation that I see in my clients. That's really what motivates me.
Right. And I can tell by talking to you that you really love to empower people, don't you? And inspire them to be their best, right?
Yeah. My motto is that you can keep coming back to me and asking me questions, which I'd love that, because that's what I do. I answer questions. But what I would rather do to the ones that are, I want to say, more awakened, is teach you how to tap into all your psychic skills so that you can help others and yourself.
You and I are on the same page, because I don't know if you heard the intro, but that's exactly what we all have, this intuitive ability. And seeing someone light up when they hit theirs is just, it's just awesome, isn't it? That is
absolutely
so amazing. Oh, wow. So does the person need to be in front or have to be in front of you, Cynthia, or how do you read people? Do you do it by distance?
I have clients in 18, well, actually now 19 countries around the world that I've never met.
Don't you love it? Yeah.
I hear I give good phone. So,
I
no,
love that.
The only thing that I need is to know of them. So it doesn't have to be their full, like you could ask me about your cousins, brothers, sisters, nephews, workmates, roommates, son, and I would be able to tap into them because we're all one and it's all just energy. So I just need to have an awareness that they exist and I can tap into them.
That's, you know, that's really interesting what you just said about we are all one. I'd never thought about it that way, how, you know, you can tap into, it doesn't matter if it's their cousin or their brother or their mother, whoever it is, because it's energy and that you can see and tap into. I love that. And so you have clients now in 19 countries, and so that brings up a question for me. I'm sure that most are English. Do you have any other languages that you speak, or do you have people that you've just connected with and they, you don't need a translator, right? Or does God help you translate? Or how does that?
The universal translator.
Right.
I do my sessions in English, and all I need is kind of a hint of what you're looking for to get you an answer. So I just, interestingly enough, was emailing back and forth with a client in Venezuela whose English was just, I want to say baby English, just starting.
Just a
and
barely?
All I needed was, right, all I needed was a hint of what he was looking for me to be, he understood English, he read English, but he couldn't speak it so well. And so all I needed was a hint of the direction he was looking in to be able to answer him. So how this works is most interesting. For example, let me tell this story. There was a client who called and wanted to know how to expand their business. So I can't work with that question because that's like asking me how many drops of water are there in the ocean. I need... I can answer that question. I could go on for a few lifetimes answering that question.
Yeah.
But
right.
It works better when I help the client get very specific. So in this case, it turned out that he wanted to know how many people to hire in the next year to increase his business. And interestingly, another woman called and asked sort of the same general question about her business. And so I helped her also narrow it down. And what she wanted to know was how many more clients would she be expecting. So they really have quite different bottom lines, even though they think they're starting with the same question. Yeah,
even though they think they're starting with the same question. You know, and I want to go further into that. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Hold on, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. I'm Tara Ventura, Sixth Sense, and we're with Cynthia Siegel. She's a renowned world psychic, and it also sounds like what she just said in the last segment that she's, and I'm saying these words, but it fits her, I believe. She mentors and intuitives as well. And I want to tell everyone, please call in and ask Cynthia a question. Her number, or the number to call in, is 888 888- excuse me, 627-6000. 888-888-0008. We'd love for you to call in and ask a question. So, Cynthia, you were just talking about two different clients that had similar questions, but they came up differently, but yet one sort of led to the other, or was the same result. And that's in business. So very interesting. Do you work mostly with business, or do you have private clients, or do you just like the whole span of the world?
I'd have to say I like the whole span of the world. In all the skills that I've developed, I don't think I have a favorite. My favorite is getting the client to receive something new, something that mm-hmm. propels them to a higher level. So I like to think of it as sort of saving you a year of research by asking a simple question.
Oh, saving your year of research by asking a simple question, because you don't know what's going to come up from there. I love it.
I do not. And as a matter of fact, the first time I was doing a business consultation with a client from Spain, and he said to me, "Can I ask you about our daughter?" And I thought, yes, why not?
Let's see
what happens. And so I was able to tell them all kinds of things about that. So it's really been my clients and their questions that have expanded my skill set. And in so doing, it's expanded what I'm able to teach others. So it's so delicious the way we all work together, how we just uplift each other.
Isn't that the truth? You know, and you hear this, the teacher is the student is the teacher, right? It just seems to work that way. Yeah, it's delicious. You're so correct. So you've done hundreds of radio shows answering questions from people. And you've also had a lot of people that come to see you. And I hear that two stories that are most interesting about the opera singer. And the second one about the woman with migraine. So expand on that if you would.
That was adorable. The opera singer needed to learn how to project her voice through her eyes, is what her trainer was telling her. Now, I've never heard about that. I didn't know that's what went on. But as I was looking at her, I saw that there was, like a black spot just below her heart chakra. Mm. And I was curious about what that could be. And as she was talking about having trouble projecting her voice, that her lungs weren't making her voice come out of her eyes, which that's so cute to me. That was so interesting.
So cute, yes.
My hand heated up, which to me is a sign that I'm about to do a healing, and that's what I teach my clients as well, is how to recognize your particular healing ability and when it gets turned on, I want to say.
Absolutely. You know what, Cynthia? Will you hold that for a moment? We have a caller, Tina, who is on line one, and we want to hear those stories. So, Tina, are you on the line? Tina, are you on? Okay, well, Cynthia, I guess it's still you and me. Are you there, Cynthia?
I am.
Okay, fantastic. Well, maybe Tina's coming back on. But anyway, so you were telling us about the eyes and singing from the eyes. So yeah, go ahead with that.
So what happened is that a bolt of heat, I want to call it, came out of my hand right into what I saw as a dark spot. medical intuitive, so I can actually mm-hmm. see inside of bodies to blood and bones and energy, whether you're in front of me or not, and actually whether you're a person or an animal or
animal,
a tree.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the block got, I want to say, shattered into a thousand pieces. And at that moment, I didn't tell her what I was doing, but at that moment, she put her hand right there on that spot, and she went, oh, and this big burp came out of her. And she goes,
my gosh, that's funny.
Excuse me, I don't know what that was. And I know what it was. And then all of a sudden, she was able to sing through her eyes. Her voice, I was watching her. Her voice actually felt like it was coming out of her eyes, not out of her, out of her throat. It was so interesting.
So, tell me how you felt that. I mean, that's so interesting. That is interesting to me. So it felt like it was coming through her, an expression, probably. Is that how it felt?
The voice, you mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the voice felt like it was coming to me from her eyes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like an intensity. It was beautiful.
That's
and
awesome.
So the experiences that I've had with my clients go from something like that all the way to the best next step for your business or for your career or for your health. And that actually leads me to the free gift that I have to offer.
Oh, we can't wait
your listeners.
For you to share that.
Which all you have to do is go to my website, which is theredphonetogod.com. My clients started calling me that, so I thought that would be a cute name for a website.
It's adorable, yeah.
The Red Phone to God. And my phone number is on there, and my email is on there, and to just please get in touch with me. So the gift is that I'm finally found a way to marry my 35 years in computers, my scientific background, with my psychic background, and I can give you a percentage of where you are right now in health, wealth, and relationship. So now, when you have this percentage, what it means, let's say your percentage is 20, that means you're at 20% of what is available to you right now in that area.
Tina is back, and so let's go ahead and call her. Tina, are you here with us?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much for calling back in. And we've had a few technical glitches today. No, you're good.
It was my fault with the handheld. It wasn't tied in the computer. Okay, hi, ladies. I love you. I love your work and your spirit. Real quickly, I'm in a situation that I have a little blockage of where to move forward. I've done a lot of spiritual work over the years, Buddhist chanting, meditation. I was a nurse, had a car accident. I went back to school for writing, film, theater, and voice, and I send my reports to number one late night AM radio show. I've overcome so much, and so I want to, I'm in a kind of a funky financial situation, living situation, so that I could get to this point of confidence and skill, and I'm there. But I want to know where to, what step to take. I'm a life path of a number four, the teacher. So I was thinking maybe I should contact all these great people that my resume is great, all the things that I've studied and the work that I've done.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? What is it
of course.
That you're asking? Can you put your question in 7 to 10 words?
Hey, Tina, will you turn your radio down? We can hear the double. So we want to hear you. Yeah. Thank you. There you go. All right.
Sorry. I was just afraid to move the thing, let go of one hand. So I just put the phone down real quick. My specific question is, Do I just contact this person that I'm thinking, you know, would back my own show and the work that I want to do, nonprofit work, public service messages and all that, and my continued writing and research? Do I contact this person, or do I just manifest it on my own in the local area that I'm at in Asheville, North Carolina?
Stop. The more information you add, the more difficult it is for me to get an answer. So the more clarity you present around the question. So I'm just going to reiterate what I think you're asking. Should you go with this backer, or should you manifest something else?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that it? Okay. So yes. Going with the backer is 10-20. Only 20% your best step forward.
Which is not very good, right?
No, well, it leaves 80% of your best life untapped.
Okay, got it. Okay, I just want to make sure I have the right ratio. Okay.
And you want the 80% too, right, Tina?
Wonder I was, because I'm intuitive too a little bit, and that's why I kept having so much hesitation about it. It just seemed like, oh, they've got to, you know, my head was telling me, but my gut was telling me no. I wasn't listening to my gut. Okay, all right. Because I can manifest.
I'm proud of you.
Just, there's some pocket. Thank you, dear. All right, I'm going to manifest it.
All right, and I'm just going to, if may I make a suggestion, Tina?
Of course.
I would like you to remove the word block from your vocabulary. Okay. You have no blocks. All you have is, I want to call it, unclarity of direction. So when you get crystal clear, like a diamond, on where you want to go and what you want to do, the universe will bring it to you. And I have a great metaphor for this, if I may. There's, let's say you, the three of us, go into, and wouldn't that be fun, go into a restaurant and it's lunchtime. And the waitress comes up to us and she says to Tina, what would you like? And Tina says, lunch. And the waitress pulls out her little pad. She's got her pen ready. And she says, all right, what can I get you? And Tina says, lunch. And the waitress, like the universe, is totally incapable. Even in a restaurant full of every food in the world, is incapable of delivering your dream, your request, because they don't know what you want. But if you say, I want an egg salad sandwich, easy on the mayo, on toasted whole wheat with a pickle and no butter, that waitress is off like a flash to deliver it to your door.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, Cynthia, that's great. I loved the metaphors and analogy you used. Did you get that, Tina? Did you get that, what she's saying about being specific? And when she said, I tell you what, Cynthia, when you said diamond, chills went up and down my body, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that feels so good. As far and the lunch, of course, because we're always into food. But, you know, and two, as I kept thinking about that diamond, I thought, oh, and that diamond feels like it's sitting in this red velvet, beautiful box, and it's just waiting for you to embellish your, what do I want to say? Embellish yourself and know that your skills are everything you want and choose and want to manifest and create is inside of you. So just feel it there. Be calm, you know, just know that we don't have to always feel this rush, because the universe will be open to us more and more as we're calm. Then we can hear our intuition, right?
Yes.
Right?
And the reason I use a diamond a lot in my examples is because we are multifaceted. We can shine through each of our multiple skill sets, but this physical world has taught us to learn one skill, like in my case, computers, and do it over and over and over and over and over again, and you'll be successful. So all the other facets of my diamond were just not allowed to shine.
Yes, and so that's what you want, Tina. You want to allow your diamond to shine. It's right, and you want to serve, and off the menu, you want to be served the lunch that you want. It's not what anybody else is doing, not what anybody else is making good money at, is what is it that Tina wants. And I agree with Cynthia about the gentleman. I do feel like, you know, making a phone call to him, but there's so much more out there for you. So, wow.
Thank
good
you
for
so
you.
Much.
Yeah. Nice. Did you have another question or
no,
are you good?
That's great. I've got it. Thank you so much.
Tina, you may want to visit my website, theredphonetogod.com, and take advantage of the free gift for all of Tara's listeners today. And let's find out what percent you are on your path of getting all this complete.
Absolutely.
So
go
much.
For it, Tina. Yeah. Thank you for
That's
calling.
Great. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
I love you.
Don't you love it? We can say love you to people we've never met before. That's so important. I feel a big old hug coming around. Oh, that's great. So I want to take just a few second break, and then we are going to come back. I want you to elaborate a little bit on this 2080 or this percentage, and then I have other questions for you, Cynthia. So we're going to take a short break, and we will be back in just a few seconds. Hold on, gang. Okay, thank you so much. This is Tara Ventura, and my special guest today is Cynthia Siegel, and she just gave some wonderful advice, and not only advice, but what would you call it? She gave some wonderful tips to Tina, and I would ask anyone who wants to hear their own is to call in. It's 888-627-6008. And so, Cynthia, you came up with a way to mesh the left brain, I call it, but your computer skills with your wonderful intuition. And so that is working really well with people that you want to help out, correct?
It's so fun. The free gift that I'm offering your listeners is to give them a percentage of where they are right now in wealth and health and relationships. And the reason I wanted to do this is that we all have goals and you accomplish the goals, but because I have this vast scientific background, I wanted to be able to quantify life now. Like if I know I'm at 30% of my wealth, then I know there's 70% that's available to me now. This is not like over the rest of my lifetime. This is right now. And one woman from Hawaii called, she's an artist, and she wanted to do the wealth part of it. So we got a number for her, and then what happens in session is that I start downloading things that you have to do to bring your wealth or health or relationship number up to 100%. And some of them, I have to tell you, are quite hokey. It's quite interesting. So one of the ones for her wealth was to take... and they're so individualized, it's incredible, almost as though someone with a higher view is creating this for you.
Right.
So one of the things for her was to take a light blue pencil. So it's not the outside of the pencil was light blue, it's that the actual lead was the color of light blue.
Ooh.
And to put it in her front right in front of her door inside her house, exactly a foot and a half in and right in the middle, with the point of it pointing to the door. And she said, "Oh, so I can trip on it?" And we both laughed because that's kind of, I don't know, hokey.
That's
and so
different.
She did. And she said to me, "Yeah." She said to me, "How long do I have to leave it there?" And I said, "Well, I'm getting that you're not going to be the one that picks it up." And she says, "Well, I live alone." I said, "You know, I'm just the messenger. I just write this all down and follow it." So she did. And when we finished, she started on all the other things. And less than a week later, she got a call from a gallery she'd been trying to get into for 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
On Hawaii. And what happened is that they had a new art procurer had just been hired, and she was going through the files of the people that have approached them, and she was very interested in my client's work and asked if she could come to her studio and see it. So her studio is in her house. So
my client
opens the door and brings this woman in, and this woman looks on the floor at that pencil, and she says, "Oh, my goodness, that's the color that's missing from my pencils." And my client says, "What?" She says, "Well, I'm fancy myself, an artist as well, and that color is missing from my colored pencils. I've been so upset that I couldn't find it." She says, "May I have it?" And my client says, "Absolutely." And she picks the pencil up from the floor.
That, oh my gosh, that's giving me life.
And she ended up selecting 35 paintings and sculptures from my client and taking it for consignment into the art gallery.
That is absolutely that is so exciting. Oh my gosh. Hold on just a minute. We're going to go more into that. We have Ron on a caller, Ron on line 5. Ron, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you for joining.
Sure, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, great. Do you have a question for Cynthia today?
Yes, I'm just wondering about my job stability, the job that I'm currently working at, and just wondering how stable it is.
Okay, and what does stability mean to you? So in other words, ask that question in other words, if you don't mind.
Well, am I going to be able to keep it? Because I'm in sales and my quota hasn't been where it should be for the last 2 or 3 months. And so I'm feeling a little heat from upper management, if you will. And I'm just wondering about the outcome.
All right. So the real question is, how do I bring my sales quota through the roof?
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Do you see what I mean about it's so important to get clear on, and I have my clients ask themselves, what is it you really, really want to know about this? And I'm giving that as a free gift to everyone right now, because when you use the word really twice in the same sentence, what happens is that you drop below the drama and the worry to clarity. Because people are always asking you, what is it you really want? And that keeps you stuck in the drama. But two reallys confuses the conscious brain enough to create some clarity so you can actually drop below it. So in your case, what you're really wanting to know is, am I going to be able to keep my job? But more importantly than that, how do I get my sales up?
Well, I've been given a short period of time, sort of a warning, if you will, and that time is coming to an end. And so I've been, I guess, pretty much threatened, you can use that word, and I don't think there's enough time to get up the sales. I mean, if I do, it's going to have to do, like tomorrow or the next day.
That's a challenging situation to be in, right?
So the
real very much so.
Then is, do you want to keep this job, or are you ready to move to something better?
No, I'd like to keep it if I could. I've been here a long time. And yeah, I definitely want to keep it because, you know, and it's not always easy to go out and job hunt when you've been at one particular job for 10 or 12 years.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think, Cynthia?
There's a number of things coming up around that, and most of it has to do with noticing the way you're keeping yourself trapped. It's almost like a helpless situation where I need to keep this job because I've been here for so long, and, you know, where would I go elsewhere? There's what's missing from all this is your excitement of allowing the universe or circumstance or whatever you want to call it to step in and create your best life. Because sometimes when we're not in what's best for us, the universe will create the most amazing magic to get us out of there. And for I can use a great example. I had a car that I just loved this car, and it was kind of on its last leg and costing me a lot of money, but I loved the car. So I just kept putting the money into it and more money. And then finally, it actually just stopped dead on the road in a very busy traffic period, which was not my best life at all. And so in my panic to call and, I don't know, get a tow truck or like I didn't know what to do next, I called a friend and I said, "Help, I'm stuck in the middle of traffic," but I mean like stuck, my car is dead. And he said, "Oh," he said, "I just happened to have gotten a brand new Mercedes in my shop that the woman who owned it has to give it up because she left the country. Do you have this amount of money? I can let you have the car now." And I went, "Oh my God, I'm buying a Mercedes."
So the universe opened up for you once you let go, right?
Right, but until that point, I was thinking, where am I going to go for a new car? Which car would I get? I don't have enough money. And then car payments, and what am I going to do? And I don't even know what car is best to buy. And so sometimes the universe has to step in to help us.
So what was it, Cynthia, where you had the car and then you just said, "I don't know how this is going to happen," but it did. Were you thinking anything at that time or feeling anything differently?
No. I was just stuck in worry about now what's wrong with the car and how much is it going to cost me and where am I going to get money to fix it. And I was really going in the other direction.
So you're saying get out of worry and know that the universe is going. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Ron?
Well, I was just going to say I'm pretty much in that same situation as I'm going to have to almost pull a rabbit out of the hat here at the last moment to make this happen.
And so how did it not you?
If the universe... I'm sorry?
And maybe you don't have to pull the rabbit out of the hat. Maybe you just have to start saying yes to strange things that cross your path.
Have strange things been crossing your path, Ron?
The person that I called, it didn't even make sense that I would call him because I should have been calling a tow truck. But for some reason, his name popped in my head.
Wow.
I know he sells used cars. He doesn't have a tow truck service. Like, it really didn't make sense.
Wow. Okay. So you're saying you're tipping Ron to just let things happen, just do what he feels right, and then the universe will help him out in another way that he doesn't even realize or expect or what, you know, whatever it is, right?
If you start saying yes to bring me something, I can't even understand how I could end up with it. Yes. Show me the magic of life. Yes. Bring me something. I'm ready to say yes to it.
Yeah. It's the saying yes, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, please be in touch with me because I'm in... Wait, let me just get this for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. So I'm going to ask that you please say yes to everything, no matter how bizarre it sounds. And in 7 days, you will be astounded at what happens.
Oh, that's great.
You have to start saying yes. Get yourself out of worry, 100% get yourself out of worry, and just start saying yes. Here's another great one. I tell my clients to say yes because that shifts your energy from blocking it, from fear, from I'm not good enough, from I don't know what to do, I don't know what's next. It shifts it to, I'm going to swear here just for a moment. It's like, hell yes, I don't know what to do, but I'm saying yes because I know there's something out there that does know what's best for me. So I had a client that I was saying to her, say yes to everything. And you can always say no in the next breath, but if you say no right away, you don't really get the whole opportunity. Like someone calls up and says, oh, can you come over and help me clean up my dog's droppings on the front lawn? And you're going, no, I don't know. Yes, Cynthia said to say yes. All right. So I'll be over there. And then you get over there, and they just happen to have friends over who are looking for a new salesman because someone just quit.
Exactly. That's the universe offering opportunity. You know, that reminds me of that Jim Carrey movie when he's, I don't know if you saw it, Cynthia and Ron, but when he said yes to everything and it just got to be more and more and it opens up opportunities. So do you get that, Ron? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does. You know, being in sales, you have to be positive and you pretty much have to say yes to everything. Not that you have to, but it's just part of the being in sales. Absolutely.
Attaboy.
There you go. Well, stay in touch with Cynthia. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for your help.
Okay, fantastic.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, that was great, Cynthia. Thank you. That was wonderful. And also we have Michelle online too. Michelle, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome. Do you have a question or a comment, Michelle?
Well, I do, and I'm just wondering, you know, I'm a bit of an astrologer myself and do kind of readings, and I'm just in a bit of a rut, and I know the less I say, the more you're going to tell me. So I was wondering if you could do that way for the new year.
I love that.
Because I hate it when people just say, who's going to be the new love of my life? I want to say that. But I'm just wondering about career and relationship mostly at this point. Do you need more than that? Or
No, all I need is more time, actually.
Okay.
You know, and I want to say with relationship, I come, and Cynthia, I'm sure you do too, but a lot of people that are in a flux as far as a relationship or they just haven't found what they think is Mr. Right. And sometimes it's what you told Ron a minute ago, Cynthia. It's just owning ourselves, loving ourselves, saying yes and being optimistic. And we draw people to us when we're happy and we're laughing. All of a sudden we become the attractor factor, if you will.
Okay, so you're going to love this. You're going to love this. In Michelle's case,
I'm ready.
And let me just check this is
I knew I was talking for a reason to give you time.
Michelle had an incident 3 lifetimes ago that is actually keeping her blocked now from allowing a new relationship in.
Wow.
So give me a call, let's set up a session. Give me a call and let's set up a session and get that cleared.
Yeah, I think so.
I've got your website. Also does past life. You do regression, right?
I don't call it regression. I call it clearing.
Because
I don't want to be there anymore. I want to be better now.
Got it. Oh, how does that sound, Michelle?
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. You know, it's
really interesting. I don't normally reach out in relationships. I'm very kind of the high priestess, tarot girl, and I think my calling is to be an astrologer. I study it in depth and whatnot, and I just keep continuing on this kind of dead-end job, and I know I'm going to do it one day and that sort of thing, but I decided to reach out and try and, you know, have a relationship recently, and it didn't really work out, and it was kind of more on a spiritual level, but, you know, I'm just bemiffed. I don't know.
Yeah, and the more you trust your astrology feelings, I think I can hear it in your voice. So,
yeah.
And I definitely would also connect with the red phone to God and with Cynthia. That's interesting stuff, really, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah. Wow.
And another thing I'd like to do with you, Michelle, is develop your healing skills, because you're a great healer, and it's time you tapped into that.
Mm. Chiron in Pisces.
Ah.
The wounded healer.
Wow, Michelle. Well, thank you so much for calling, and that's just great. Did this help you or give you any ideas?
Well, it just made me know I'm blocked. So I'm just wondering if there was anything else that you had for me.
Yeah, you know, and when you say blocked, we're getting that word today, aren't we, Cynthia? Blocked.
Yes.
Okay, people, we are not blocked. we're just not quite honoring the loveliness that we are. So, you know, just get really quiet, really still, and know that there is so much out there. You're getting ready to create your world. You just need to know that you're safe in doing so. And that whoever, you know, I know it goes back three lifetimes, but someone in this lifetime earlier on told you that, or at least indicated that you were either weren't smart enough or good enough or something like that. So it's about thinking, you know, it's about, and it takes more than just, okay, I think I'm wonderful. I know I'm wonderful. I am wonderful. But just really meditating on the fact that you can clear with the help of like Cynthia and others, you can clear these things and just say, whew, they're gone. I'm perfect the way I am. The lessons I've learned in my life have encouraged me to want to help other people. Like Cynthia was saying, you're a healer. You know, a lot of us that are healers, we've had a lot of life lessons and experiences that weren't so much fun, but then we know how to and want to learn and help other people. So, there's some more.
My mission in life, but sometimes it pulls me down into it, and recently that's happened, so I have to, you know, recharge my batteries. I am in a state of quietness and that sort of thing, and, I just you know, wondered.
Call me, honey. We'll get through this in an hour.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle, right, so much,
sweetie,
for calling. Love you. Okay. Oh. we have had so much fun with you today. I didn't even get through all the questions, but I think the callers understand your strengths and your skills and your talents. And I really appreciate the callers we had today. And for you, Cynthia, you are such a dear, and you offer people so, so very much. I mean, let me read real quick some of the other things that Cynthia does. She has many modalities. She does Akashic Records. She does energy healing. She's a psychic and intuitive, of course. She's come up with a new skill where she combines percentages with where you are in your life. So that's very cool. She talks to your angels and guides and takes you on dimensional travel. Woo, that sounds like fun to me. So I want to thank you so much. This was so much fun, and you're just a blast.
Thank you, my love. It was so fun playing with you.
Thank you.
To all our listeners, I bid you a fabulous new year, and may you be blessed with more than you could ever think you deserve.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, thank you so much, listeners. Today with Cynthia Siegel and the Red Phone to God. I am Tara Ventura. You can contact me at themagicalmatrix.com or themagicalmatrix@gmail.com. And see you next time. Have a great week.